On Wednesday, February 23rd, the ISD 200 school board met for a regular meeting but added a last-minute agenda item to discuss an incident that occurred at the Hastings Middle School book fair earlier that week. We hear statements directly from board members involved. Carrie Tate shares.
Both Jessica and I are middle school PTA members and signed up to work the book fair out. Last week, when I was reviewing the flyer, I noticed that there were two books that were flagged with a mature content warning, and I looked at Scholastic's website to see that the two books were listed as being appropriate for 9th through 12th grade. As the book fair is occurring at the middle school, which is only 5th through 8th grade, I chatted with some parents to see if they had any knowledge of these books, because I didn't have any knowledge of these books, including a teacher, and she had confirmed back to me that these were in fact books that would not be appropriate for middle schoolers. So with that, I alerted the PTA president that we should not be selling these items, at least directly to the kids. As I asked questions about the process, I learned that there is currently no district oversight when outside organizations sell products at the schools, and none of the books had been reviewed or vetted in any manner. I requested that perhaps we should have some sort of oversight over organizations that sell products out of our schools. I was advised that the PTA just needed to work through it. When I showed up for my shift at the book fair, the PTA president had advised me that the two books that I had identified, along with a third one that she had identified, were in the box next to the register and would only be available for parents if they came to buy the books themselves. So we agreed that the PTA needs to determine how to handle these situations in the future, because there isn't currently a process. In all, we found an additional 5 books that fell in the same category. The category being that the appropriate age listed on the Scholastic website was grades 9 through 12, and they also had a mature content warning on them. When the PTA president arrived back for her next shift, I immediately told her that we looked through the young adult section and found these additional 5 books that we placed into the box. The previous book fair chair was in the library, as I stated, and she said that she has always done the same thing in previous book fairs. She's looked at the books to review and make sure that they are appropriate, age appropriate, without these warnings.
Jessica Dressley states,
the books in question have a mature content warning on the Easy Scan machine. That actually is an indication that they need parental approval for the student to buy it anyways, per Scholastic. That's not per my requirement, that's per Scholastic's requirement. We were not saying that books couldn't be available. Obviously, that's not our place. We weren't acting as board members, we were acting as concerned parents, and we were saying that parental oversight needs to happen with these books because they are not for the group of 5th to 8th grade.
Currently, the PTA is ultimately responsible for making sure that age-appropriate content is offered at book fairs.